Thank you once again to Thomas Villanco for talking Nebraska basketball with us. Again, big trainer for Nebraska hoops all across the country. Played 9 years overseas. It's very helpful. Also, Seth Morris, Liberty Law Group. Thanks for helping us through the Chiron Moore situation. Rick Haymon's song of the day. We've had a lot of guests on
today. What a show.
We have more guests now.
Woo!
This is the guy that's coming for our job. He's always coming for our job because he's better than us in everything. That, of course, is Jeremiah Tripp. Tripp from Computer Hardware. It's tech time. Tripp, how are you today?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
We're great. Now that you're here.
Pull that that microphone up a little bit, big man. There you go.
He knows what he's doing. Yeah. He's not a novice to the microphone here. Are you kidding me?
Do you ever, I got a question
yeah,
for him.
Go ahead.
It just hit me. Do you ever consider at your shop giving old, lessons, computer lessons to people?
Oh, yeah, we do.
Oh, you do?
We absolutely do.
Oh, bam. How do those?
What does that
those,
look like?
Well, yeah, what's that construct look like?
Well, I mean, people's benefit of who we are and what we do is just the friendly neighborhood Apple experts that hey, I got a quick question. Come in and that's not necessarily a class, but just pick our brain one mm-hmm. or two questions. Now, if somebody comes in and they're like, "Well, can I just buy 30 minutes of your time or
okay.
an hour of your time?" We can do a one-on-one class or two-on-one, husband and a wife, or whatever.
Really?
So
did not know that.
Really?
So, we used to have pre-COVID group trainings, group lessons, and classes that would cover different topics and things like that. So yeah, good question. We
group
have
training
classes.
Of computer.
Yeah. Whether password managers okay. or, photo management, those are two really big hot topics, right? I don't know where to keep my passwords. I don't know where my photos are.
Right.
Some of those big things. How do you manage email better? What are some tips and tricks of the new operating system? Things like that, just people are, things are always changing in the tech world.
For those who don't know, again, Tripp is Computer Hardware just south of 70th and Owen Lincoln, 45 years in operation, also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI. If you have any questions about your Apple products, watches, phones, computers, and more, please text us right now at 402-464-5685. Or if we don't get to it, the email address for you guys is what,
Tripp? Support@computerhardwareinc.com. Support@computerhardwareinc.com. We get a ton of great questions, so keep those rolling
yes.
in. We try to get to those as quickly as we can. We understand they're important to you, and if you don't want to email us, certainly swing by anytime. We're there 9 to 6 Monday through Friday.
What's your workforce today? Who's on? How many people you got over there today?
We will have 7 staff currently. Usually that's about any given time. We have a couple part-timers that float okay. throughout the week and rotate on the weekends, things like that. We staff of 12, I believe. So
now I'm curious, December at Computer Hardware.
Oh yeah.
Obviously it is Christmas season.
Yeah.
Now when people go to you guys, can they, obviously they can buy new products.
Yeah.
But can they buy service gift cards possibly?
Yeah. Mm. Oh yeah.
Mm.
Really any and all of that. Yes. Service related, gift cards, any product, again, gift cards. We do sell new and pre-owned devices. So if it's not something you're like, well, I don't want the, brand new thing, and you're looking at a, what we call pre-loved unit, we have those available too. So gift cards are a big stocking stuffer for us.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Now, I asked the text line to text. We've got just a bunch of texts came in right now.
Okay, oh, pick because, the good ones.
Listen. Tripp gets a flurry of texts whenever he's in. People like to text Tripp. He's very popular, and he gives good intel. We'll start with Bolt. Longtime listener, Bolt.
Oh, no, this is Bolt. This is Bolt?
Bolt is on YouTube. He says, I have a question.
Oh, man.
After an update, my phone is not turning on this morning.
Mm.
Why?
Bolt, throw it away, buy a new one.
No, are you serious?
No, I'm kidding.
Is this common? How long does this last for usually?
No, so you
throw it away, buy a new one.
Bolt, I don't know the level of your technology skills. You could try a hard restart.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, those updates don't install correctly, and you just need to, kick it out of that mode.
Okay.
That's the first thing that I would try.
Hard restart.
A hard restart. Depending on your phone, it's a series of buttons. I really hope that we can avoid just doing a full system restore of the phone and just wiping everything, reinstalling the operating system. That's a little bit more of a drastic touch to it. But If you don't get it figured out, is Bolt in Lincoln? Do we know
Bolt? Yes, Bolt, Bolt is okay. in Lincoln.
Bolt,
yeah.
Stop by 70th and O. I will be there right after the show. So stop up, introduce yourself, say hi, and we will definitely get that phone.
If you do a system re, what'd you call it? A system reset?
There's a restart and there's a restore. So a restore is going to just wipe all the data. A reset, a hard restart is going to just kind of kick, hard restart.
The phone. One is free of charge. What's the other one?
Now, a restore, it's a little bit more in-depth. It depends on, you know, setup and things like that. Typically, for a restore, we'll charge $40 to do that. It takes us, you know.
Good to know.
We have questions. Fricky in Lincoln says this. My Apple Watch is not pairing with my phone anymore. It just stopped about 4 months ago, and I'm not able to sync it back up. Should I bring it in to you to look at it, and how much does that cost? Thank you. Fricky in Lincoln.
Yeah, Fricky. Hopefully, it's a quick, easy thing that we can.
Hey, guys. It's Jake Sorensen. Hair loss is not just about hair. It's about how you feel when you look into the mirror. Hims helps you take back that confidence with access to simple, personalized care that fits your life. You shouldn't have to rearrange your life to deal with hair loss. Hims offers convenient access to a range of prescription hair loss treatments with ingredients that work, including chews, oral medications, serums, and sprays. There's no hidden fees, no surprise costs, just real, personalized care on your schedule. Think about Hims as your digital front door that gets you back to your old self with simple 100% online access to trusted treatments for real health concerns all in one place. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/earlybreak. That's Hims.com/earlybreak for your free online visit, Hims.com/earlybreak. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Featured products include compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Just if it's a setting or something like that, sometimes in those situations, we will just do a full unpairing of the watch and then just try to repair. Sometimes it's an operating system where like one's too new, one's too old, and they won't sync. It just doesn't work.
Okay.
Again, depending on the scenario, but absolutely. Yes. Bring it in. If it's a quick fix, you know, we're certainly not going to charge you for being a listener. If we have to check it in, you know, there might be a small charge.
Next up,
Keep them coming.
They're seriously rolling in right now. Ceresco Joe says, I have an iPhone 14. The battery life is about 82% and the back glass is cracked. Is it worth fixing or should I just get a new phone? Ceresco Joe.
Joe, great question. That's a really hard question because, you know, people put different values, you know, on a repair versus replacing. It's very fixable. The back glass is definitely fixable. Your battery is replaced as well. If you're going to hold on to the iPhone 14, which is still the exact phone that I have, if you're going to hold on to it, I would say for another year or two, definitely. Let's get it fixed up, get it working, new battery in it. So, you know, again, call us, email us. We can kind of walk through some of those further details. But, yeah.
I mean, what's your counsel to people on, I didn't even know this. I just was browsing Facebook Marketplace. in part because my girlfriend's looking for a car and she sends me stuff on Facebook Marketplace. And I notice people sell phones. What's your counsel on that?
Oh, that's such a hard
question.
You know, Facebook Marketplace for technology personally scares me.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
You just don't know what you're getting into. There are, for you Apple people out there, there are security things that Apple has in place, and sometimes those are overlooked, and you don't, you know, what's the status of the battery? Maybe the battery shot. Is there liquid damage inside the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Just things. I'm not saying that, I mean, I know a lot of business happens on Facebook Marketplace, but
sure,
there are also some scummy things also that happen out there, and I really... That technology piece scares me.
Okay.
Next up from Kyle says, is a MacBook or Apple good to work with running businesses like trading platforms?
The market,
yeah,
things
yes.
like that. I certainly look at things. I'm not like a day trader, but okay, I definitely access my accounts and all of that. So I would say, depending on the level, yeah, no problem. If it's just web-based, all those are web-based, platforms. And so, absolutely.
John in Lincoln says, is there a way I can tell how old my Apple MacBook Pro is by looking up the serial number somewhere? John?
Apple.com might give you a year. If not, just email us, John, support@computerhardwareinc.com. We can quickly access that information. We can give you like a date of purchase, the year, model, things like that. So Apple.com may have it, but I'm not quite sure.
This is Tech Time with Jeremiah Tripp. Keep Woo. Going. Keep going, Jay.
Now we have Dirty Tony says, do you guys, by chance, it's a stretch, do you fix vintage video game systems or not?
Ooh.
My short answer and pretty final answer is no.
Damn. He tried. Dirty Tony tried.
It's okay, Dirty Tony.
Thanks,
that's
Tom.
That's what Tripp's here for.
Now, I would ask before you get you out of your trip, in terms of popular items for Christmas.
Yeah, yes.
You mentioned the gift cards, but what are the new products in that people are buying for Christmas?
You know, new products, aside from the bigger purchases, say like a MacBook, or a new computer, iPads are so popular. AirTags, AirPod Pros, AirPod Maxes. Those are some real big popular items, stocking stuffer items that people are really in for. We ramp up our inventory there. AirTags, I don't remember if I said AirTags, but just some of those quick things that, people love. A new case for a phone or an iPad.
Sure, always popular.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm going to put some on the screen. Now, we've done this all year long. I'm put on the screen. We've got a QR code, which will go to what, Trip?
Yeah, QR code.
You're watching the video stream
yes,
right now.
Is our celebration of 45 years. March 1st, technically, we celebrated 45 years of business. So we are extremely proud as a small local business, 100% locally owned in your communities, serving the state. And so the QR code is a free T-shirt and screen cleaner, bottle of screen clean that we sell, T-shirt and screen clean. Just scan it. There's a little information. We will set it aside with your name on it. That's the information that you're providing, and swing in to any one of our locations.
Now, if you're watching this afterwards, you can always still do it. The QR code is up. It's always accessible.
Correct.
It's on right now on the screen. Look at Bill Sip. It's on the screen. Sip,
yes.
See that?
Nice. Hey. Nice.
So love it.
There it is. It's
there
accessible.
He is Jeremiah Tripp from Computer Hardware. Tripp, always good stuff. Thank you for the time, and we will chat with you again next month.
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays.
Thank you, Tripp.
Thank you, Tripp. The Spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.